Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session, please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle, cause it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda, cause she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with a Punch.
Hello and welcome to the Mindful Parenting Show. I am your host, Amanda Houle. I am very excited. I have an awesome guest here today by the name of Melody. And you are going to help me with your last name because I don't want to botch it. Thank you. She is a life coach, author, and the creator of the Girl Life Certification Program, a digital curriculum that trains female leaders to create income generating girls empowerment workshops locally. Her greatest goal is for every young girl and woman to find her own voice and live a life that lights her up from the inside out. Melody is married to the love of her life, and together they are the proud parents of twin girls. Let's give her a warm welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amanda. I'm so psyched to be here with you.
Yes. I'm so excited to have you here on this beautiful Monday.
Thank you. Yes. I can't think of a better way to start the week.
Absolutely. Agreed. So talk to me. Tell me about the Girl Life Empowerment Program.
Sure. So Girl Life just kind of came out of everything that I needed when I was growing up that I didn't have access to. Like, I think as girls, and especially like people, like as female, we have all of this amazing superpower energy to offer, and we kind of don't really know it. And this stats like scares me to this day, but I think it's at 9 that a girl's self-confidence peaks. So, and I'm a living example of that. Like, I remember what it was like to be 9 and then 10 and in the teen years. Like,
right.
We, unfortunately, we're told who to be, told how to behave. You know, it's all the shoulds, right? Like, yes. You should be like this. And so we lose ourselves. So my goal with the Girl Life Certification Program was to give women the tools that they need to go out there in their communities and help girls uncover all of their greatness, their magic, their brilliance. There's so much there, but until you know it and own it, you can't rock it.
No, I agree. And I think it's so, so important what you're doing, the message that you are bringing to our young women. And I just have to like let our viewers know too that, so Melody and I actually met online. I am in a health coaching certification, and she had posted on the alumni page, I forget exactly what the post was. I think it was about your Girl Life Empowerment Program and possibly the training that you just recently finished. I can't recall exactly. And just like the fact of us meeting online, the power of social media, and knowing too that social media in general is just, but we have so much access to it now as children. You know, we didn't, growing up, we didn't have that. So having that positive energy and really teaching young women just the power of like owning their true selves is just, it's so important, as like, especially again with social media right now.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like with social media, it's like, it's neutral, but we give it energy, right? And we mm-hmm. take energy from it. So yes, we can make it the most positive experience and make sure we're following accounts that uplift and empower us, right? Or alternatively, and a lot of our young kids are doing this, unfortunately, and they're not even aware of it. Yes, they're following social media accounts that make them feel bad about themselves, and right, they're not pinpointing where that feeling's coming from, but all that comparison and all that, yes, FOMO and like, I wasn't here and I wasn't like, it is too much to handle. So I definitely, in my workshops, I make sure we teach the girls like, hey, like, who are you tuning into? What influencers are you following? Because that's affecting like how you feel in every moment of the day.
Right. No, I couldn't agree more. So can you just give us kind of like a snapshot of what a workshop would look like for the other girls?
Absolutely. So every local workshop is different. I give women the curriculum and they kind of fly with it and bring their own magic to it. But one of my workshops would be something like this. The girls would come in, we would all sit in a circle, just kind of like very chill, very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I introduced them to this idea that I didn't learn about till I was in my 20s and 30s of how we get to choose every thought that we think. And that to me, like when I first learned that, it literally blew my mind. Because, you know, you're taught through religion, you're taught that there is a destiny for you, and you're taught that like this is your life and this is how it's going to play out. And you start to feel a little powerless, like, mm-hmm. hey, it's gonna, you know, I have a destiny, so no matter what happens, like, this is my path. But I'm trying to teach the girls that you actually get to create your own reality. You get to choose the steps that are going to contribute to the rest of your life. So when they have that kind of information, it's like, oh, really? Like, okay. So it's like a choose your own adventure book. Like I get to make decisions. And so that's where we really start it. And their minds are blown and they ask a ton of questions. And we kind of like dive deep into that thought. And then every workshop has its own theme. So one might be gratitude, one might be self-love, one might be intuition. One is called My Words Create My World. Just like all the things that for years I worked with women on in my practice, mm-hmm. I'm now taking to the girls and kind of, you know, presenting it in a way that's fun for them and fun for me. I think I have more fun than anyone.
I'm sure. Well, it's a love of yours. It's your passion.
It is. It's my passion. And the truth is they are like our greatest teachers, these kids. And the younger they are, the more like insightful they are, because they haven't dulled their shine yet. They're just kind of like, they're raw and real, and it's such a pleasure to witness. There's so much for us, you know, to take from that.
No, I agree. I think it's just so, so important for women, especially to not follow like societal standards. And, you know, we're supposed to be married and have children by this certain age and have this degree and that degree. And it's just so much pressure for our young women. And, you know, like you said, we don't really have that voice. Like we're it's kind of, you know, it gets lost in the, and just the energy around and it. And I like, it really does start so young. I could not agree more with, and we don't recognize probably until you started probably doing this work, that of how young it really can start.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's just because we're like, I don't know about you, but my kids were on an iPad when they were like seven, right, like for school.
Right.
Here they are trying to limit their usage of technology, but they're at school and it's like, so they're exposed to this stuff so much. And every year it gets a little younger and a little younger, which is why feel like we need programs like this one more and more and more, and we need to start younger and younger.
Yeah. So the programs, they're in person, correct?
They are in person, but with this beautiful pandemic that has presented itself to us, I kind of pivoted like every other business. I pivoted, and you know how sometimes necessity is the mother of invention? Like, that's what happened here. And so now we've got digital workshops happening and Zoom parties and all of this. And I never would have even considered that before, but it's proving to be as successful, if not more successful, for the girls than the physical workshop. So who knows? Who knows what direction we'll take it in? But at the moment, it's the digital.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, just having that, and are you finding, I mean, it must be so fulfilling for them to still be able to show up and kind of have access to this program, because, you know, like everyone, we're all feeling this lack of, like, in person.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a great connection point for them. And you'd be surprised, and I didn't expect this, but they're almost even more open to share on the digital workshops than they are in person. Like, there's some sort of layer of something where they feel like they can take the mask off and they're protected and comfortable.
Right.
So it's really helped us delve into even more sharing and more just bringing out the real thoughts and feelings that they're experiencing.
Right. Yeah, no, I could see that, because the vulnerability piece, I mean, being in person, of course, like, for, you know, for us as the adults is going to be a little bit of a different experience, but I could see how kind of just having that screen. And again, like, they're used to technology. You know, they grew up with it. We didn't grow up with it like they did. So it's probably this different layer of protection that they feel. So,
yeah,
I mean,
I think so.
Thank God then for technology.
Honestly, exactly. Just like social media. It's like, what energy are you giving it? So
right.
Use it for as a force for good.
Yeah.
And then we're winning.
No, I agree. You know, you had mentioned about the age 9, you said, with, you know, women kind of, you know, recognizing their, or just, yeah, paying more attention to their self-esteem. And it's interesting because, as you know, I've, you know, been in the parent kind of coaching world for several years, and I've been doing my own research over the last several months. And, you know, a lot of the work that I've, like, working with younger kids and sort of the older, you know, and behavior and anxiety and such, the subconscious, you know, I've always known, because your children's brains are developed by 80%. So if you're 80% at 5, so let's just say probably around like 8 or so, like, all of our programming is programmed into our subconscious from a very young age. Right. And it just hearing that statistic, I was like, wow, that really makes sense to me around age 9, because again, all of these, you know, patterning and just different experiences in life they're being subjected to, and you might not even realize as a parent. Not that, you know, no parent obviously wants to, you know, they're not trying to scar their child. That's not, but you never know.
But we are all just coming from our own level of emotional intelligence, right?
Exactly.
So it's like,
yes,
the way that we show up in the world, the way that we show up for our friends, for our children, for our spouse, like, they are witnessing it and they're absorbing it because they're so intuitive. They're so, and we don't necessarily think that they are. Like, I remember when I was growing up, my parents were fantastic, but I definitely remember feeling like if I had an opinion or if I had something to share, and not just my parents, but like all the adults in my life, I felt like, oh, she's just a kid. She's just a kid. Meanwhile, like, we need to tune into what these kids are saying. So, and we need to, again, remember that they are sponges and that they hear us, whether they know or not, whether they even realize that they've heard us. But that's what's, you know, creating their internal programming. So, so it's not just for us as women to come forth as leaders for, you know, to create workshops like this, but as parents, we need to be so, so mindful of our messaging. And I always say it's a win-win, because if we're not going to do it for ourselves, let's do it for our kids. Let's evolve for our kids. And the win-win is that they grow, we grow, and like, you know, it's a great scenario for everyone involved.
No, absolutely. Because you're breaking, you know, old school, you know, you're breaking the cycle. So you're teaching them, they're going to grow up to be, you know, healthy. And I love that you mentioned the emotional intelligence, because that is like, that's key. That is 100% key. That, you know, so they're going to then have their own healthy relationships, then their children, your grandchildren, it starts this new cycle. And that to me is the most beautiful thing, because, and again, they also feed off of our energy hugely.
So much.
So much. It could be the smallest thing. And it's not that we have to hide anything, you know, you be honest with your children, but oh my gosh, the emotional intelligence piece is like, that is huge. We have to pay more attention to how we are showing up for our children. And it is our responsibility as parents. I strongly feel that if we are not owning that, then, you know, it's not to say that it's your fault, quote unquote, but kind of at the end of the day it is. And I hate to be so brutal, but
you know, I think it's an awareness. It's an awareness. And like you and I are so blessed to have grown up in well, forget the way that we grew up, but as women to have made the decision to enrich our minds, right? Mm-hmm. To learn what it is to be a mindful parent, to walk our talk. Mm-hmm. But so many people have no clue, and they walk around like in blame mentality, right?
Right.
Blaming victim. Always blaming their parents.
Yep.
Listen, I'm like this because my mom and dad were like that, you know?
Right.
And it's like, the sooner we realize that our parents did the best that they could with the information and knowledge they had available to them,
right,
and release them and forgive them,
right,
for whatever they did or didn't do that, mm-hmm, that affected us in some way,
right,
sooner we can take responsibility for our own lives. And once again, like we teach the kids, become the creator of your new reality, because you can, right?
Yeah.
It's accessible to you.
You create your own stories, right? And to teach young women from such an early age is so powerful. It's so powerful because they carry that with them. Oh, it literally gives me the chills, not like this work that you're doing.
Thank you.
It means so much.
Thank you. I feel the same way about what you're doing. We're sisters here. We're
speaking the
same language, right?
Yes, absolutely. So with mindful parenting, now you have two twin girls.
I do.
How old are they?
14.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun age, teenage years. I know, right? Put on the saddle, get ready.
Yeah, exactly. I'm already there.
I don't doubt that for one second. Now, so when was it sort of like an aha moment, or did you kind of just know going into being, you know, knowing that you wanted to be a mom, sort of practicing your own, you know, methodology of mindful parenting? Because I think there's so many different levels.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a portal in so many different directions. Mm. There was me as a young girl and using her as inspiration to help other girls not feel the way that I felt, right? So there was her. She's one of my avatars. She's one of the people I think about when I'm creating. Mm-hmm. Then there's my own daughters. They were 7 when I started this work. And as I watched them, you know, here they are, these twin girls raised in the same house with the same parents, having completely different experiences in the world, right? So as I tried to support each of them through their journey, I was once again learning so much from them. They're my greatest teachers. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you learn and you grow and you feel like you've got something valuable to share, you wanna like shout it off of the rooftops.
Right? I agree.
Essentially, thank God for social media, I'm shouting it off of the Facebook
rooftop.
But yeah, so for me, it was very much like, I'd say at that age of 6 and 7 when my girls were at, where I was like, you know what, we need to do something. This is on my heart, and I'm going to get to work.
Love it.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Now, how are they, because I had attended a lot of your training videos in the group, which you're going to definitely share for anyone that's interested in taking a peek and learning more. How are your girls kind of like responding to this and like the work that you're doing and like, what is their take on it? And I would love to hear for parents out there too, to kind of really grasp the energy of like what it's like when you're in this space.
Sure.
For young women.
It's a great question, actually. And it's funny. I have a funny answer. You know, they grew up in this environment in our home where this is the language we speak, right? Like, right. Now being a mindful parent to me doesn't mean that I've never cursed in front of them, or, you know, I've never raised my voice. Or for me, being a mindful parent is about being real, being honest. Yep. If mm-hmm. I've done something, to apologize to my daughters, to model what I wish to
right.
see them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But they catch me now because they were raised in this home with this type of like messaging.
Yep.
I'm saying something disempowering to myself. They are on me. They're like, Mom, you know, should we go onto your Facebook groups and tell the people in your training that today you spoke negatively to yourself? Or like, it's really very funny. Like, it's humorous. But they're so in tune with the language that we use. They're so in tune with the way that I treat myself. And I love it. I love it. Yes. In those moments, I'm kind of like, oh my God, what if I created
it? Right?
But like, ultimately, I'm so proud because I'm thinking to myself, well, they're catching me, they're catching themselves. So when they're saying something to themselves that is disempowering or harmful in some way,
right,
I would like to think that they are going to choose, you know, the next most empowering thought available to them and shift that mindset. So it's funny. It's funny.
I love that though, because just having them like be in tune with that and calling you out on it, like, I just think that's awesome. I think that's so beautiful. And the fact that they are aware of that, like, I strongly believe, again, we need so much more of this. Our divorce rates are so high, even like under the 50%, like 22% are even happy. Like, it's just,
yeah,
we got to do better. You know,
And it all starts here. Like, it all starts on the inside.
Yourself. Yes.
If we can know ourselves, accept ourselves, embrace mm-hmm. ourselves, and love ourselves first.
Right. Yes.
Right? That's when we create healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we go out into the world and look for someone that's going to match that within us. Right.
Like,
but it's, and so I think that's why we have these crazy statistics, because people are mm-hmm. jumping into relationships thinking it's going to cause all of their problems.
And
really,
away.
At the end of the day, it only brings them to the surface, because
right.
you know, people in our lives are a reflection of who we are. So.
Right. But again, it goes right back to starting them young and teaching these young women to love themselves, so they grow into healthy adults. They have the, you know, healthy programming, and they're not going to settle for less. Like, that, you know, they're going to bring in the kind of energy that they're used to embracing, and they're not going to, and then you'll have two people that are raising healthy children. And then again, like, you trickles down.
Yes.
And that is the most important. We have to reach our children. We have to reach them young.
100%. I can't agree with that more. That's why we start our
right.
program so young, because you got to plant those seeds. You got to
yes.
plant those seeds. You got to create that strong corn foundation. Mm. Before the world starts to tell them otherwise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Societal programming. Now, what are the ages of the groups? Do you have different age groups, or can yeah. you?
Yeah. So we do. We, like, when I created it, in my mind was 5 to 12-year-old girls.
Okay.
And we divide that by each individual age.
Right.
That being said, many of our facilitators are out there running workshops for the older girls, which I completely welcome. You
yeah.
know, like,
okay.
the universal, the messages are so universal and yes. so necessary that for sure, let's go for it and, you know, give them to all the age groups. But when I created it, it was for 5 to 12 year olds.
Okay. Awesome. So yeah, I was curious. I was going to guess that the facilitators kind of, if they chose to kind of go a little bit out of kind of what the age group was, that was yeah. kind of at their discretion.
Some of them have like 15-year-old daughters or, you know, older teens, and that's who they want to serve. So by right. all means.
Cool. Very cool. So can you share with us the training that you just did? Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. And it was such an honor to have you there. That was so cool. And your energy in the group was off the hook.
Thank you.
Basically, it's a mindset training that I run on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And the whole goal of it is like, there's so many women who want to step into this work of empowering girls
right.
and earning for the good work that they do. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to let my dog in because he
is. Oh yeah. Don't go for it.
Oh, sorry. Hi, James. So yeah, there are so many women who want to step into this world of girls empowerment. They want to earn for the good work that they do, but they have this like, not one block. We have so many things blocking us, and we're typically standing in our own way more than yes. anyone or anything ever could.
Absolutely.
So the goal is to release the imposter syndrome, the ideas of who am I to do this?
Right.
And the response is always, who are you not to do this? Like, you have had all these amazing experiences, whether they were challenging or incredible, that have made you who you are
right.
and have brilliance to share. Mm-hmm. We step out of the perfection paralysis, and more importantly, the financial blocks that mm-hmm. we all feel about earning, and, you know, earning unapologetically as women.
Right.
So our whole goal is to really, in the mindset training, get rid of all those blocks, reintroduce them to their own magic, and right. then train them to run these income generating girls empowerment workshops.
Awesome. Now, how can guests find the information, the Facebook group?
Sure.
Where should they go?
The Facebook group is, you know what, if you just go.
Or is it easier? Yeah, what's easier?
if they just go to www.getgirlpower.com,
okay.
everything they need will be there.
Got it.
Getgirlpower.com.
Fabulous. Okay, there you go. Yeah, it's probably much easier that way.
I think so. Yeah. Then going into the whole group shenanigans, I can't remember all my different pages.
Right. Of course. So, and that's your website, correct?
That's it. Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Awesome. Yeah, I have to say too, and I already shared this with you, but see, like, your energy is on fire. Like, I so enjoyed watching those videos, and it everything that you were saying completely resonated, and I hope that so many people signed up, because I, again, the work that you were doing is so much needed, and it is without a doubt the amount, it's okay to earn income for doing what you love and for helping others. And we both know that it gets this bad rep of like putting yourself out there and still trying to make money, especially during this time. And be unapologetic. And that was everything that you like, that you gave and more. And I like, it was just, everything that you said, I resonated with. It was just beautiful. Like
you
are a rock star.
Oh my God. So are you. So are you. Thank you for being right there with me, as I like to call it, my partners in shine.
Yes.
My partners in shine. Together.
I love that.
Right. And we shine and we glow.
Absolutely. Yep. And I think it's really important for us light workers to be out there shining, because we can't dim our shine at all, ever.
Shine. And we cannot create more of this work and share more of this work if we are not sustained for
right.
it. There are people out there doing a lot of things that are adding zero value to the planet and earning for it. So why be apologetic about putting something fantastic and empowering and enriching into the world and earning for it? Like, that's what we need more of. So
yes.
we're going to shift the paradigm here.
Absolutely. Yep. Shifting the paradigm has been my goal for quite a few years now. Like, this is the time for us to step up and really make it happen and change our world. And I know for a fact that that's what people like us are doing, and it's only going to get better from here on out.
I believe it. Amen.
Amen. So before we sign off, what would you give, or what would be your number one piece of advice for any moms out there that are kind of in it, you know, regardless of their age, whether their children are kind of in the early years or they're going into teendom? What would be your number one suggestion to give them to kind of step into this mindset of kind of parenting from a different space and kind of really owning the energy that they're bringing forth and that they're creating in their children?
I would say walk your talk. You know, I would say really be the person that you wish for your child to be, really, at the end of the day, and you will win. Like, you will win and your child will win. Do the work, right? Like, yeah. Do the work. Look in the mirror. Find something about yourself to love each and every day. Do that work on yourself, and you won't have to even think about mindful parenting, because it's will be the natural. Exactly. That's the natural thing to happen when you're being kind to yourself.
Agreed. Thank you. Beautifully said.
Awesome. Sure.
So, you gave us the website, and what's your Instagram handle or any other Facebook? Yeah.
Instagram is where I live. So that's Girl Life Empowerment at GIRLIFE Empowerment.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. And that's the same for Facebook?
And Facebook, if they just put in Girl Life and Life Evolutions.
Okay.
My coaching business.
Awesome. Yeah. Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for sharing your light and bringing this work to our young women and giving, you know, facilitators the ability to share the work that you're doing. It's awesome.
It is my pleasure and such a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for being the light worker that you are.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Mindful Parenting Show. I will see you next time. Be sure to check the show notes for more information about our guest, as well as learning more information on my new ALH mindfulness method for parents birth to 8 years old. You'll love it. See you soon.
Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle, cause it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda, cause she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.